Tosfos Behel Nachod Chayot. This is in contrast to the next Mishnah, Atosfos Tayos B'Shtei Halomos, where it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Rabbi Gamliel Machayev Achraham in Poitrim, the Gemara explains the Michael Mifligi, right after the next Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Sabe, Ein Yedir Lechatzishir, Rabbi Nitzav Yesh Yedir Lechatzishir. Okay, that we discussed already. So the first line in our Mishnah is the introduction to the next Mishnah, that this is a Din Poshet. The first line is a Din Poshet, that if a person does a Malacha Behel HaMechot is Chayev. It means, in contrast to the case where he does Oysachas, Shteyos is b'shtey alamis, that is a machlekes satanon. Okay. The next line in the Mishnah, Kasa b'diyo b'sam b'sikru b'kumus of the kankant l'chol dov shehu roshem. That's already in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Be'mishtey samamonios. The Rashi writes, Achas b'diyo v'achas b'sikru. Any color, sikru is wedding, doesn't matter, wedding, greeting. In contrast to Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, where the Halacha Moshe Messina requires Dio, and Dio requires that it should be Shachar, so here this is a Din, a Get, in a Ksiva B'Shabbos, there's no such Halacha that you need Dafka Dio. If you write in other colors, it's also considered Ksiva. Chol Dav Shehu Roshem. Kankantom is a special story. Kankantom is an ingredient that you put into the ink that makes it impossible to erase it, makes it impossible to be moichik it. So the din is by Megillah Soita and the Beis Hamikdash, you cannot be matal kankantum into Megillah Soita, because first you have to write it and you wait till it dries. Let's say you'll write a get. This happens all the time. You write a get and in such a rush you give it a get while the get is still wetting. So that's called Ksav Shena Shal Kayama. The din is you have to wait till it dries. So sometimes the people are in a rush. You have to hold the get over the fire, over the gas range, that it should dry. Or you wave in the air that it should dry. You see to it. If it didn't dry, then it's called Ksav Shena Shal Kayama. Let's say you'll write a Sefer Torah. Let's say there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer comes and he corrects it. Then you want to link Kriyas HaTorah right away. So you cannot link Kriyas HaTorah. It calls man that the ink is still wet. You have to wait till it dries. So the same is true Megillah Soita. It says, because of HaKoinah Sa'olah Se'elah Ba'Seif, he has to do Ksiva. He has to do Ksav HaMizkayim. If the ink is still going to be wet, so that's not called the Ksav HaMizkayim. So you have to wait till it dries. And after it dries, you have to dip it into the Mochal HaMayim. You have to erase it by dipping it into water. So the Gemara says, if you're going to put in Kankantom, this will make it impossible to erase it. The Gemara has a Machloikah Satanoim in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, where the Mochkin Lomin HaTorah. There is a machlokes HaTanoim, what's the din of a Megillah Soita was written for one couple. The Megillah Soita was written for this husband and wife, and then somehow, Edom come and the Mavar, what the story is, and then another couple comes, and we want to use that Megillah Soita that was written for this couple on behalf of the other couple. So the din is because of law, I forgot about it. The din is that you need Lishma. Din is that you need lishma, but it's a machlekes hatanoim. Is it the same as a get? If a get was written, if a particular get was written for one couple, and now you decide to use it for a different couple, even though the husband has the same name, the other husband, the wife has the same name, they live in the same city, so the Mishnah gives that example, and Gittin, the Mishnah gives that example, that's not called lishma. It has to be written not only Shem Gerish in general, it has to be written Shem Gerish in Elu. Lishma, Shem Gerish, and it's two dinim. One din Shem Gerish in general, one din Shem Gerish in Elu in particular. By Megillah Soita, this all the Tanoim agree has to be written Hashem Gerishin. Maybe in a minute we'll develop that theme. There is a Machlokes HaTanoim. What if the Megillah Soita was written for this couple, and later on we want to use it for a different couple? So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So then the Gemara has another Machlokes HaTanoim, which the Gemara says is not necessarily Hobe HaTalya. Gemara has another Machlokes HaTanoim where they Moshkin Lomin HaTorah. Let's say the Sefer wrote a Sefer Torah, and now they have a Soita, and they want to take this Sefer Torah and cut out Parsha Soita and erase it and use it for this particular couple. It wasn't written at all the Shem Gerishim. It wasn't written at all the Shem Gerishim. So the Gemara says like this, the Pashtus is that the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether you need Lishma or Lishma, is all based on the assumption that you need Lishma, you need Lishem Soita. The only Machlokes is they need Lishem Soita Zu or not. But if it's machke lo min atar, of course it should be no good. The pashtus should be no good. But then the Gemara says it could be that it's just the reverse. One tana holds beferish machke lo min atar. You can take a sefer Torah and cut out that section. We wouldn't allow it because malam akodesh lo marid. It's a different problem. You're not supposed to take a sefer Torah and use it for tefillin and mezuzah. Because tefillin and mezuzah has a lower level of kedusha than a sefer Torah. Kal v'chamim megillah sefer doesn't have any kedusha at all. It's not a chefetz shel kedusha. He erased the whole thing. So we wouldn't allow it, but the shaila is theoretically, if you'll ignore somehow the issue of malam hakodesh v'lo maridin, if you'll take the parsha soita and the chumash and you cut it out, can you use that for hashkoas hasoita or not? So the Gemara says it could be that is acceptable, but if nichta l'shem isha acheres, that's worse. Could be because it's intik, because it's the dafke. No good because it was nicht of the shame isha acheres. But if it wasn't nicht of the shame soita at all, maybe that would be better. So that's a machlekes hatanai, whether mechkin lo menatoira, or a mechkin lo menatoira. So the Gemara says, depending on that, machlekes hatanai, very interesting Gemara, Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Depending on that, machlekes hatanai is whether matilim kan kantam letoch adyo when you write a sefer Torah. Because in a Megillah soita, if you're going to use kan kantam, it won't be able to erase. Kan kantam makes it that it's indelible. It gets absorbed into the parchment. If you soak it in water, it's not going to come out. So, if the din says that theoretically, even though it's not going to happen, in the 6,000 years that the world has been in existence, no one ever used the Parsha Soita. By Zlishin, by Sheni, by Zlishin, no one's going to use the Parsha Soita in the Sefer Torah. But the Gemara says, if theoretically the din is that mechke lo min ha-Torah, then Halacha says that you're not allowed to use kankantom for ksivas parsha soita in the Sefer Torah, because the parsha soita in the Sefer Torah is called parsha soita. The Halacha that kankantom is no good is not just a din when you have a soita, the Beis HaMikdash, you mashke the soita, you can't have kankantom. No, the Gemara understands it's a din of ksivas parsha soita. Parsha soita has to be ksav sheyochel himochas. So if theoretically the din allows you to use mechke lo min ha-Torah for the parsha soita that's written in Chumash, and parsha snos is also called the parsha soita. But if the halacha says ein mechke lo min ha-Torah, then the parsha soita ksuv v'atayr is not called the parsha soita. The only one that's called the parsha soita is one that was nichtav l'shem soita. There is an interesting this hagemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, whether matilim kan kantam l'toch hadyo when you're writing a sefer Torah. Depends on the machlokes hatanaim where the mechke lo min ha-Torah. So the Gemara assumes if theoretically the mechke lo min ha-Torah parsha soita should be sefer Torah has a chaloshem parsha soita. There is such a similar tshuva in the Ritzvah. We assume in Shulchan Aruch lahalacha that when you write the tefillin or you write a mezuzah, you have to have ksiva kesidron. You have to write in order. Let's say you find that the sefer made a mistake. Shema Yisrael, the shin wasn't written properly, or the shin got erased, and now you want to fix it. So in the Sefer Torah, you don't need Ksiva Kesidron, so you can write everything if you want. You can write it backwards. You can write the whole Sefer Torah backwards if you want. But in Tefillin and Mezuzah, so if any one letter becomes nipsal, anything is rubbed out, so you just correct that letter and there's no problem. But in Tefillin and Mezuzah, the din is that every letter has to be written on order. First the first letter, then the second letter, then the third letter. And if a letter becomes rubbed out, so the only way to correct the tefillin and the mezuzah is to erase everything from the end up until there, and then to write back all the way back to the end. So it depends on how far in your mistake is. If the mistake is all the way in the beginning, so what are you going to gain by erasing the whole thing and rewriting the whole thing? Then may as well write a whole new parshas tefillin and parshas mezuzah. And then furthermore, you're not allowed to erase the Shem Hashem in order to make it into a kosher tefillin and mezuzah. To erase words. You're not allowed to erase any words either from the Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah. But to erase words in order to make the Tefillin and Mezuzah kosher, so that is allowed. That's Mechika Amanos L'Sakin. But Mechika Shem Hashem, Amanos L'Sakin Tefillin, that's two different things. You'd be Mechik Shem Hashem, Amanos to be Mesakin something else. If you're erasing Shem Hashem in order to be Mesakin the Shem Hashem, so that's a different story. But if the Shem Hashem is Nichtav Gehechsher, and has Kedusha Hashem, going to be Mechik the Shem Hashem in order to be Mesakin the Tefillin and Mezuzah, that's not allowed. So the din requires this the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't appear in the Gemara, but it's a mechilta like that. That you need ksiva kesidron for a tefillin and for mezuzah, and the Sefer Torah does not require ksiva kesidron. So the Ritzvah has a chiddush in his tshuvas he writes that the parsha Shema v'Hayom Shema Kadesh v'Yoki v'Yachan the Sefer Torah ni k'siva k'sidron. Ma'azeh, what's that? It's not filled and it's not mezuzah. Why should you need k'siva k'sidron? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this is based on this Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, if the din is that mechken lamin atayra, if the din is that you don't need lishma for Megillah Seita at all, even if it's nichta l'shem Sefer Torah, can be used for Megillah Seita. So then the Gemara says, then Parsha Seita should be Parsha Nasa has a chal l'shem Parsha Seita. So then Parsha Seita, he may not be matal kan kantum. But if you hold a mechken lamin atayra because you need lishma and the Sefer Torah is not written l'shem Seita, it's written l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah, so then the Parsha Seita and Parsha Nasa is not called Parsha Seita. So then there's no problem of matilum kan kantam l'toch ad yom. So he thought that based on that gimel, the Ritva doesn't explain what it's based on. If you just read the Ritva, it's marvel all right, it doesn't make any sense. So he thought that it's based on that gimel. That since the gimel does discuss the possibility of using an old Sefer Torah Shebola for tefillah and mezuzah, the gimel says it's an issue of malam HaKadosh v'lo maridin, it's an issue. But the gimel doesn't say that it's a psul. So he thought you'd be in violation of maridin. But it won't really be puzzle. So since it won't be puzzle, so that's why apparently the Ritva thinks that these valid parshas Shema v'Yom Shema Kadesh v'Yoki v'Yacho in the Sefer Torah have a shame parshas tefillin, and the din is that parshas tefillin has to be written kisidron. Not only tefillin need kisidron, the parshas are the tefillin need kisidron. So there's a little Tosfos here Shichor, where Tosfos is fighting with Rashi about the Adrimant and the Vitrioli. You don't really appreciate fully what they want over here. So it tells you on the side to look in the Tesis and Gittin. Tesis and Gittin explains what they're talking about. That Rashi over there says, Rashi gives you the French word, the laws. So Rashi says for kankantum adrimant. Rashi over here also says the same thing, no? Rashi says over here. Kankant in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what is kankantum that's mentioned in the Mishnah? So Shmuel says, Charsa diushkofe. So Rashi says, Ari Adrimant. Probably it's a misprint, because Rashi later on writes Adrimant by Shichor. Rashi writes that Shichor is the same as kankantum. So that's what Tosfos Tain is against. One of the kashas that Tosfos has against Rashi, it says in the Gemara, Tani Rabchi, if you write a get, B'shochar B'shichor, it's kosher. So Rashi says, what did the word shichar mean? Adrimant. No, in the Mishnah it says kankantum, and Rashi in the Gemara said before that kankantum is otherwise goes under the name of chasa duushkofer. Chasa duushkofer, Rashi says adrimant. So why did Rav Chiya use a funny word shichar? He should have said kankantum. It says already in the Mishnah. Rav Chiya is a braisa. Rav Chiya is adding on things that don't appear in the Mishnah. What does he have to repeat that adrimant is good? It says kankantum is good. So shichar is the same adrimant. So that's one kasha that Tosfos says. And then Tosfos in Gittin elaborates a little more. They say that if Rashi says Adrimant is kankantum, then it's going to be totally in a machlekes hatanoim in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel whether you're allowed to use Adrimant as an ingredient in the ink when you write a Sefer Torah, because the Gemara says that kankantum makes the ink indelible. That if you soak it in water, it's not going to be erased. And if you hold Mechkin Lamina Torah, then you're not allowed to use Kankantum in the ink when you write a Sefer Torah Parshas Nosa. The rest of the Sefer Torah is no problem. But when you write the Parshas Nosa, it's going to be a problem because that's labeled as Parshas Seita. So Tosfos says, that's ridiculous. Everybody, all the stuff, put in Adrimant in the ink. No, you have to say that it's something else, is vitrioli or something, some other kind of ingredient. Okay, sure. So the Tosfos over here doesn't explain what's bothering them. The Tosfos in Gittin explains what it is, because the Sofrim had to practice whatever this Adrimant is. They always used to put an Adrimant into the ink. And Tosfos says that's not a problem. The only problem is the vitrioli. So they disagree with Rashi that he translates that kankantum is Adrimant. Okay. So again, so the Mishnah says if you write in any color ink for Shabbos, it'll be good. The Shabbos is good. For get is also good. If you write a get in any other color, is also good, as long as it's a Ksav Shel Kayam. Chodav Shuhu Roshan. Yeah, invisible ink is ksav sheinashal kayam. It's not visible. The shal does not say. Then I'll put it on the heat. Oh. So by a get, I don't know, by get will not be considered ksav will that be considered ksiva l'shmo? At the time that the sefer wrote it, it wasn't visible. And then he does a trick and he puts it on top, holds it on top of the fire, and all of a sudden now you can read it. So is that called ksiva? You have to have the holding on top of the fire has to be done l'shmo, or the writing has to be done l'shmo. Can you help us? By Shabbos probably would be ksiva. By Shabbos probably would be ksiva. Whoever holds it on top of the, whoever causes it to become visible, would be the one who did the ksiva. The one who wrote in the ksav shein and nikra probably would not be chayav, but one holds it over the heat and causes it to become visible, he would probably be the one who did the ksiva. I imagine so. Okay, what if a person writes shtei oisiyos al shnei kaislei zavios? He writes in the corner, he writes aleph base. He writes aleph at the end of this wall and base at the beginning of the other wall, even though it's in two different walls, but it's one next to the other. So that's considered the ksiva. Al shnei levachi hapinkos. Let's say he writes the letter aleph over here, he writes the letter base over here. So if he holds the two pages one next to the other, it's not such a major job. He holds them like this, so he can read the letter aleph base. So if the negim zem ze, if you can read them without a major job, you just read it aleph base like this, and then the two oisiyos are mitzarfin. The Gemara says even if he writes a nice aleph in Tveria and a nice base in Tzipore on a different piece of paper, but all you have to do is move the two pieces of paper together. So then the Gemara says it's only mechusa kreva, so that is not a problem. I mean, it is mitzvah. Amar Abami, that's 10 lines from the bottom. By the time you let it gimel, kosav asachas b'tzer asachas b'tzipari, chayv ksiva l'shem mechusa kreva. That's not a problem. Unless he writes asachas b'tzer on one wall and asachas b'tzipari on a different wall, and you have to hack out the wall and then attach it to this wall, so that is mechusa mais. So that's not, in that case, the aleph and the base are not mitzarf. Then the Mishnah continues, HaKosav al besoroi chayov. Even though in a certain sense, it's ksav sheina shol kayoma, no, the... Well, why is it chayov? If he writes on the skin, aren't the body, the oil that comes out from the body, the liquid, the moisture that comes out, isn't it going to cause the whole thing to become erased after a while? It's going to all become erased. So it's a chiddush in the Mishnah that's called the ksav shel kayama. I don't know, you should look that up in Shulchan Aruch. It says chayv means that it's chayv min ater, that's considered a chiddush. I would have said the reverse. If you would have asked me, I would have said a ksav al besar zayin shel kayam ha mesaret al besaray. That's ksav shel kayam. So Mishnah says, I guessed wrong. A ksav al besar is chayv. A mesaret al besar is machlekes hatanaim. Rablezim echayv chatos v'chachomim potrim. What's the machlokes? Why, if HaKosav al-Bsar is chayv, HaMasar al-Bsar should be kalvachemah that it's chayv. So the Gemara says, the machlokes is that normal? Is that considered normal or not? So the Gemara says, the fellow who did it was a crackpot, they mevim raimin ha-shaytim. Rashi writes, ein derech ben yod namosim. Since it's abnormal, so the whole pula that he did is kalachayar, I guess. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. Is that considered kalachayar or not? The way he did it is normal, but the whole activity is abnormal. To do such an activity is abnormal. So the chachamim apoichim, because that's called kalachayar. Such a pula is kalachayar, even though the way he did it was in a normal fashion. If you type something in the computer, it's not going to last on the screen. It's not going to last too long, so it's going to disappear. So the sum that's ksav sheina shal kayama. If you save it, I don't think that's kosev. I think that's probably misakin mana. That's misakin mana. I did something to the mechanism that I'll be able to present it on the screen. I'll be able to print it out at some time in the future. That's probably misakin mana. That's like the Achareinim write in the Shalosh Tshuvos Beis Yitzchak from Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish from Lemberg from the 1850s. So he writes in his Tshuvos that they used to have records then. So if a person makes a record on Shabbos, so he thinks that that's Kosev Midirabbanan. It's not Kosev Midirabbanan because he can't read anything there, but he thinks that it should be Kosev Midirabbanan. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach quotes this, And he writes, he doesn't understand why do they have to come up with such a new wine father that it's Kaisim and the Rabbanon. He should have said that it's Makaba Patish Deraisis, Misak Monam and Atheris. That he did, he had a blank tape or a blank record, a disc. And now, because he did something to it, and now if you'll push the button, it'll sing a song. Or it'll tell you some information, or give you a lecture or something. Or play some music. So Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that that should be Misak Monam and Atheris. Rather than just declare it as Kaisig in the Rabban. So I would assume that a computer is probably also the same thing.
Is it developing a picture?
Developing, a negative. Probably developing a negative. That would be Kaisig. Charlotte snapping the photograph. What is there anything wrong with that? So I thought that should be Mochek. Mochek means we had the rush, Kotza Tosefta. That if you have a pinkos that has shaiva on it, has wax on it, and because of the wax you are unable to write on the parchment or on the paper below it, and you scrape off the wax to prepare the parchment, to prepare the background for the possibility of being written on, so the Rosh quotes that that's a violation of mochik. Now mochik doesn't have to be that you mochik ksav. You don't have to have any ksav there. If you just have plain wax, that doesn't enable you to write, and by removing the wax now you are able to write on the background, so that constitutes mochek. Mochek means hachana l'ksidus. Here also, if you snap a photograph, so the fellow who's going to develop the negative later will probably be in violation of kosef. Some of the one who takes the photograph is probably mochek, because he did an activity that prepares, makes it possible to do kosef. If someone is interested in writing on Shabbos and I give him a piece of paper and a pencil, that's not called mochik. I didn't do anything. He could write without me. But if you scrape, if you do something, let's say you snap the photograph, so that enables the developer to develop the negative. So that's, that I can see is mochik.
If I remember correctly, what happens with the photograph is when it takes a picture, everything is there. And by developing the negative, what's happening is the solar metric is falling away, and that's leaving the image there. It's not that you're doing an active thinking job, but you're doing it by
removing things.
By removing something, not by adding something. And taking the picture is not quite sure exactly what it is.
That's interesting. Okay. What's Takada Din if a person causes Ksav to appear by removing? Let's say I have a piece of paper that's full of black blotch. There's a black blotch of ink or a pencil marked on the whole thing. Then I take an eraser and I erase in different locations and I cause a whole picture to appear. I cause writing to appear. So if you would have a, say, a third fill in a mezuzah and you would... you would pour ink on the parchment and then you take and you wait till everything dries and then you erase the ink in locations in such a way that the letters remain behind, so that's called chok toichos. So that's possible by Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, that's possible. So what would it then be by Shabbos if you have such a thing? You have a sheet that's has ink poured on it and you, by erasing, by removing parts of the ink, the mele the ksav remains. So that's a machlokes on this Gemara. The Gemara says, second line from the bottom of the daf, by the tiny letter hey. That would know by the tiny letter samach. Hachma askin on kigon shenetolo legaga sholches lasor shnei zainin. So the Ran on the Rif quotes the Rashbo. The Ran says the sif in the Gemara. He had a ches. And he removes the hump on top of the ches, like a hump on a camel. He removes the hump on top of the ches, and you're left with two zions. So, and that's called, and he needs two zions over here. If he's in the process of erasing the whole ches, and he didn't get to finishing the erasure, he just erased the top of the ches, but he really plans to erase the whole thing. He doesn't want anything to be written here. So you can't say that that's called kaiseh. He's not interested. So at least a malacha shein tzvicha legufa is probably more than a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. He's doing mechike, not doing tziv at all. It doesn't, that's an accident that he happened to erase it in such a way that two zions appear. He's not really interested in any zions. He's going to get it when he has another couple of minutes. He'll erase the rest, the two legs of the camel also. But if he really needs the two zions, and he wants two zions over here, so then the Gemara says that you're chayiv. So the Ran says, you see from this Gemara that even though Chok Toichos is possible, but say third fill in mezuzah, but by Shabbos would be chay. Aye, but the Gemara says Chok Toichos is not good for a get either. It's not just a psul and say for third fill in a mezuzah. If it's no good for a get, means it's a dinin ksivan kolatar kula. So if it's not called ksivan kolatar kula, why? Perhaps it's called gram ksivan. I cause something to appear, not by putting something there, but rather by removing whatever is extraneous. By removing the extra stuff, so the mele this ksav remains. So if it's a din chok toiches, the Gemara says in Gittin that it's possible even by get, so you ought to be potter by Shabbos as well. So the Ran says, no, by Shabbos, since maleches machshavas asra teira, so Shabbos it's called ksive, even though in kala tarakul it's not called ksive. We usually are used to quoting the concept of Malachas Machshavas, the Hokel, that we say, even though a Kala Tarakula Chves, it's a Kesher Shal Kayama, because of the Tzuras HaKesher Shal Kayama, but by Shabbos, it has to be Osli Lehiskayim Yamim Rabin. You have to plan to leave it there half a year, indefinitely, whatever. You need more Shal Kayama than a Kala Tarakula. Or we say Kalachayad is Potter, or we say Mikalkal is Potter, even though the fellow did a Malachah, Mikalkal is Potter. So we usually quote Malachas Machshavas, the Hokel. But once in a while we quote Malachas Machshavas La'achma, we had the Gemara in Hakainas. That sometimes the phrase Malachas Machshavas just means that the laws of Shabbos are different from Kala Terekula. Bein L'Hakal, Bein L'Hakma. So that's what the Ran writes over here. He thinks that because of the Pasuk Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah, so therefore this should, Chok Toichos, should be considered Ksiva by Shabbos, even though Kala Terekula is not called Ksiva. Here's the Ran. The Ran is on page 74, right before the end of Perek Habona. Four lines before the end of the Perek. The lean near a day, we can't write. The Gabi Shabbos left in Kepedim and Chantel Chokki Rechers. Doesn't make any difference. Kol Hech, Davi, Malach, Smach, Shevis, Mechai, Sharei, Afilu, Moichi, Kamanos, Lichtel, Chai. Aval, Bimibi, Dibiin, and Tzivo. But when you really need ksiva, like in a get, or like in a sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzah, ki hagav nein lanu. He thinks that erasing the hump on the ches and causing the two zayins to appear is a chisaron of chok toiches. But he holds a chok toiches as chai by Shabbos. It doesn't have to be a ma'isik ksiva. You don't require a ma'isik ksiva. First, he quoted the Rashba. Because of his dusha Rashba, the mehosha minon, the Rashba works on the assumption that chok toiches is a din and ksiva on Kala Terekula, so therefore it's a din and ksiva by Shabbos as well. So if one will accomplish ksiva b'Shabbos boifin shel chok toichos, the Gemara makes a distinction between chok toichos and chok yerechos. The Gemara is talking about a get that's not written on a background, but rather you engrave the get. You can carve out a get also, that like on the Aseres Adibus, but chok chores halaluchos, it was engraved, that's also called ksav. So what if a man engraves a get, he has a wooden a piece of wood, and he carves out letters on the wood, and it says in the letters that he's divorcing his wife, and he gives it to his wife. So the Gemara says that just as good as writing in ink on a background. There's no halacha that it has to be ink, and it has to be a background of parchment. Lamai said, we don't write a get on parchment. The get that we write is written on paper. Years ago, they used to write all the get on parchment, and then they couldn't afford it, so they stopped. And then even when they could afford it again, the rich people were divorcing their wife and the poor people not. Even they could afford it, so they decided, since for so many years they were writing gitna paper, so they left it like that. No one should think that the gitna that were given for 100 years on paper were no good. So the meaning now is that we always write the gitna on paper. So the halacha said there's no specific way. It just has to be a ksav shel kayama. If you have a piece of metal or you have a piece of wood and you carve out a get on that, there's also good. The Gemara says it has to be chok yerechos. You have to carve out the yerech of the letter. Let's say harayat megoreshes memeni has to carve out the hey reish yud, has to carve out the yerech, the limbs of the letter itself. It's going to be chok tochos. Let's say he's going to have a get where the letters are going to be bole. How is it going to be bole? He's going to carve out inside the hay and around the hay, harayat mugureshes men, he's going to carve out everything around the letter, so that the letter will be standing out. The letter will be the same state that it was before, because he carved around it, and now it's bowling. So the Gemara says that's called chok teichos. He engraved, he carved out the toch of the letter, and the outside of the letter, and the mail of the letter is standing. So that's possible by, say, if it turns filler and mezuzah, by if it's ink, and he erases around the ink remains in the mailer, and that would be possible by ksivis haget as well. So the Rashba writes, mehosh aminah, in this Gemara you see, the biki hagavna la mikri chok teichos, if he had a ches written, and then you erase the hump on top of the ches, this would be kosher in the Sefer Torah. She'en ala kemafrid bein shtei oisiyos devukos. Very strange, Rashba. No? Chsavtem al mezuzas beisecha v'sharecha. They need two zions. So let's say he has a ches written there, and there's a hump on top, he's going to erase the hump, and he's going to be left with two zions. So that's ksiv on the two zions. Why? And I look at Mafred Ben Shtei Oisiyos Devukos. I think you should not look at Gaga Shal Dalet Vassar Reish also a Gemara. The Gemara said you had a Dalet, you have a Sefer Torah, and there's one mistake in the Sefer Torah. There's a Dalet instead of a Reish, and you have to correct it. So normally the din is you have to be Kaisim Shtei Oisiyos. Unless you're Kaisim Oisachas, Yishlim Ola Sefer. So then the Gemara says, all the Tanoim would agree that Yechayiv. That's how the Gemara says Tana by the tiny letter Lamed, about 15 lines from the bottom. Kosev Asachas v'shlimu l'sefer, Arv Chutech v'shlimu l'beged chayis. The first the Gemara says Man Tana, whose opinion is it? It must be like Rab Leizer Dam Achas Halorik Chayv. This is the beginning of the next Perek. That even though there's a shear for Oreg, the shear is in the end result, in the final product. You don't need a shear how much you do on Shabbos. So if I do a little bit, I do less than a kashir. But I had done already, either I or someone else had done the rest of the kashir, way more than the shir, the mosachot. So on Shabbos, when I add on, this is mitzvah for the rest. And the rest, you have a kashir. So that's a machlokes satanoim. Rav Leizer says, achas al ha'orig is chayv, ha'chachamim ha'meid v'chil b'ein b'sof, you need the kashir. You have to do the kashir. So first the Gemara thought that the brisa that says, kosav ha'sachas v'shalim l'sefer chayev, is because since you wrote this, so isachas. And it's been served to the rest of the Sefer, that's considered the equivalent of Kaisav Shtei Yosef, so it's only Aliba the Rab Leizer. And we don't pass him like Rab Leizer, we pass him like the Chacham. The Gemara says, no, this is Muskam L'Holadeis. Because of Asachas V'Shalim on the Sefer has a Hashivas. The reason why I need Shtei Yosef, you should have a Hashivas here, the Asachas V'Shalim on the Sefer, this Asachas has the Hashivas. Rashi writes, why is that so? So Rashi writes, V'Shalim on the Sefer, Achas Michof Dalet Svarm. Oisachreino shall achas. Why the chof talat svarim loshin ekevo? Because the women study Tanakh and the men study Talmud. It should be echod. No, a sefer is loshin zachar. I don't know. It should be oisachreino. Ois is loshin ekevo. Ois is loshin ekevo. But the sefer, kosav oisachas, kosav oisachreino shall echod michof talat svarim. Probably should say echod, not achas. Oh, so that's the shaila. Some of farshim learn. Oisachas v'shlima the sefer is chayv mitam makabah patish, not chayv mitam kaisav. And others will know that it's not makabah patish, but it's rather kaisav. Why shouldn't it be makabah patish? Why shouldn't it be makabah patish? Why aren't the others right? That's a good question. Why aren't the others right? Well, I don't know. That's a good question to think about. We got a lot of questions on makabah patish. After we learn the mesich, the ones, gotta learn it a few more times to tie together all the loose ends. That's a major loose end of me. Okay. So why does Rashi insist, ask me dafka one of the Chof Dalet Svarim? What if it's a Rambam? What if it's Pirish Rashi Ala Torah? Rashi. Was Pirish Rashi Ala Torah is missing one letter? So you correct that one letter, not Chai. Well, it has to be only one of the Chof Dalet Svarim. So the Mincha Aschinach says that the Chof Dalet Svarim, that's a real Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, Alpi Nevuah, that's it. It only has so many letters. You can't add on an extra letter. Pirish Rashi ala Torah, Plato, or Aristotle's work, or the Rambam, you can add another sentence and the world won't come to an end. This is not the authentic text of the Rambam. It's not the authentic text of Aristotle or Plato. But the Gaonish, there's no halacha that says that there has to be dafke this text. So this cannot bear if you add on an extra word. That's how the Mincha Aschinach says Pshat in Rashi. That's what others ask, some of the boys ask Akashin. If that's the Pshat in Rashi, so how do you read the next line in the Gemara? What's the halacha of Moshe Mistina? How many chutim the beged has to have? If you're fat, so you need a bigger sweater. If you're skinny, you're short, you need a shorter sweater, a smaller sweater. So it's not a halacha how big the sweater has to be. You can make this a bit tzoisa mikatsa, a bit tzoisa marach. You can make the sweater longer or shorter. So why does it say that orak chutecha b'shlimo lebeged eschayev? What was heisvi shlimo? Why do you say hishlimo lebeged? It was good before also. It was good the way it was before, sholem. And as you can say now it's not hishlimo. You can say that it's not yet finished. So you see from hishlimo lebeged that it depends what's conventionally accepted, that the sweater should have whatever, 32 rows or whatever. So any book, whatever conventionally, that's what's included in the book. Pirush Rashi al Torah also. Why does it have to be only one of the Choftal Tzom? Should be any Goyish book, any secular book. If you write Oisachas, I don't know. That's a good question. How can Rashi say Oisachas v'shlimu l'sefer only applies to the Choftal Tzorim if it says the next line, Arak Chutech v'shlimu l'beged ischai? I don't know. That's a question.
Is there any specific length of a garment to make Shem Began?
I don't know. There are mishnayos. Yeah, it depends on what material it is. If it's tzema or pishtim, then it's gimel al gimel. It's boys. Very tiny, 3 inches by 3 inches. And then if it's other material, it's going to be dalet al dalet. It's boys. Now this is going to be hay al hay. And sometimes, depending on how coarse the material is, it has to be larger size. And how delicate the material it is, even smaller size is called a beged. And if you have that size, then it's mekabel tuma. Mishnayos and kelim like that. If you just have cloth, the cloth is already mekabel tuma even before you make a beged out of it, because it has a shame beged already. Whatever is a beged has a din kli, and it's mekabel tuma, b'toras kli. The four things in the whole wide world, and mekabel tuma, odin v'kelim ocham mashkim. So if the beged, if the cloth, the material of the cloth is large enough size, depending on the material, then it's mekabel tuma the way it is. So that's what it means. V'shlimu lebeged, it means I made it into the shiur gimel al gimel, a dalal al dalal. Hey, that's what it means. Maybe. I don't know. That's not usually the way we learn. We usually learn like v'shlimu lesefer, he finished the whole sefer. V'shlimu lebeged, he completed the whole sweater. Not that he made al pidin, that it has a shame. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's what it means. He made it into a beged. Before it didn't have the shiur beged, now it has a shiur beged. I don't know. Could be. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be dafka the left letter, anywhere in the middle of the sefer, right? So again, so the din is if you write oisachas v'shlima l'sefer seichai. So the Gemara says two chidushim on the last two lines of the daf. Netolo l'gaga sholches v'asoy shnei zaynin ischayev, and Rava says netolo l'taga shol dalev v'asoy reish. What's that case? Vasoy reish. So Rashi says that's going on the case of the hishlima l'sefer. Netola l'gag shel ches vasoy shnei zayin. You have shtei oisias, but netola l'tagoi shel dalid vasoy reish. You only have one ois. So kosev esachas, you're not chayiv. So Rashi interprets on the last line and daf must be kosev esachas hishlima l'sefer. The sefer really needed a reish. And there's a dalet written instead of the reish. If there wouldn't be anything written, he would write the reish, he would be chayv. There is something written, but it's incorrect. There's a dalet. So if he erases the top on the right, the top right-hand corner, he erases it, he makes it into a reish, so then it's like kosav isachas v'shlim alesefik. The last Rashi on the Amud tells you why he said there has to be one of the chof dalets for him. But we still don't understand. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yutes on the base, but the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Iyov, Al Tashkin Ba'alecho Avlo. You're not permitted to leave in your home something which can be used as an avlo. What's an avlo? So the Gemara says that refers to one Osel Adam Lahasha Sefer She'ena Muga B'toch Beso. You're not allowed to keep a sefer in your home that has mistakes in it. You have to either see to it that you write corrections on the side, or get rid of the book. You're not allowed to leave a book that's full, means a sefer Torah, means a sefer from the Tanakh. If it's a joke book and the joke is backwards, so you won't laugh. Mistaken Aristotle, so the world doesn't come to an end. So what? Means if it's a mistake in a sefer of Tanakh, so that's relevant. Al tashkin b'alecha avlo. The Gemara says, I have a shtar that says that someone owes me money. I am a wealthy person. I lend money to everybody, and they all give me shtaris. And then when they pay up the debts, I rip up the shtar choy. What happens if someone paid me the debt and I didn't rip it up? So the Gemara says that's an iser. That's a violation of this pasuk in here about tashkem balecho avlo, because he may forget that he paid you the money, and you may go and ask him to pay a second time. So you're not allowed to be masha sefer shein muga b'toch beis. So if you put this Rashi together with the other Rashi, he said that it's one of the chof dalet svarim of the Tanakh. That you understand a little better. The Rashi is trying to explain why does oisachas ishlima l'sefer avlo because of oisachas ishlima l'sefer is chayiv. Why is that so? Because he accomplished a lot. What did he accomplish? If there weren't a din of, sounds from Rashi, if not for the prohibition of Asal Asher Sefer Sheinu Muga, it would not have been Chayev. Why not Chayev? Why don't you say that this one letter is Mashlim the Kedushas HaSefer? He didn't have a Kedushas HaSefer before. Now it does have Kedushas HaSefer. Unless perhaps Rashi holds that that's not true. Maybe he holds that it's not true. The din is that in the Megillas Esther, the Gemara says if it's Ksuva Ruba, it's kosher. Even though Miut of the Megillas Esther is missing, if Ruba Kukula, if Roba of the Megillas Esther is written, so then you can learn from such a Megillah. So, is that the din by all Sifrei HaTanakh? All the Choftal HaSom is also like that? Is there only a special din in Megillas Esther? Megillah Esther, the Gemara says, Nikra Sefer and Nikra Sigeris. You have on the one hand and on the other hand. On the other hand, it's called, on the one hand, it's called Nikra Sefer, has a status like a Sefer from the Chof Dalet Svarim of the Tanakh. On the other hand, Nikra Sigeris, it's like a letter that when people send letters, sometimes they have misspellings, they don't punctuate it properly. The grammar is not 100% accurate. In Megillah Esther, we have Kulas. So we have a din that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that if you mispronounce the words when you lay in the Megillah, as long as the Tois is not Mishanah or Inyan, you're Yotzei the Mikra Megillah. The Mechaber happens to quote this in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah also. The Mechaber writes it to Balkori on Shabbos morning when he's laying Parshas HaShavua, makes a mistake. But the Tois is not Mishanah or Inyan, so you don't have to lay over. So the Mechaber obviously understood this Yerushalmi that he himself quotes in Hilchos Purim. He understood it's a din in all Kriyas HaTanach. Even in Kriyas HaTorah, that if the Torah is not Mishanah Sinyan, said that the Yevid, you leave it the way it is. That's a Chiddush. So others hold not so. Others hold that that it's only a Kula and Mikra Megillah. Because Nikra Sigeris, so if it's not a major mistake, it's not Mishanah Sinyan, you don't have to lean it over. But in Kriyas HaTorah, or even in Kriyas HaTorah, if you make a mistake, even if it's not Mishanah Sinyan, the others would disagree with the Mechaber, hold that you would have to lean it over again. So this is a shaila when the Gemara says that if nichtav rubai of the Megillah Esther is kosher, is that only a din in Megillah Esther, or is it a din in all the Kisra Torah? What's a din taka sefer Torah? So the Rambam writes from the Goyim sefer Torah shechaser isachas psula. It doesn't say that in the Gemara though. So in the Gemara it says sefer Torah that chaser yeria achas ein karem bo betzibur. Chaser yeria. Yeria means from the stitches to the stitches. Yeria has a minimum of 3 amudim in it. That's missing a whole chunk. 3, 4, 5, 6 amudim. A whole section of the Sefer Torah. But from the Gemara in Gittin, it sounds like if it's chasa less than a yiriya achas, he may lay. There's no halacha that it has to be. As long as Ruba Kukul, as long as Ruba is nichtav. So you can lay in that Sefer Torah. But the Rambam quotes in the Goinim this concept. Sefer Torah shechasa reisachas psula. So how does it jive with the Gemara that by Megillah Esther, Nichta Ruba is good? So you have to distinguish. You have to say that there's a difference. So that's unclear. In which way is there a difference? They say Megillah Esther is the Yetzim and Aklal. All of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim have the same status as the Sefer Torah. That if Chasar Esachas is Psula, and you don't say Ruba Kekulai, it's only a special Kula by Megillah Esther because Nikri Sigeris. Maybe we should say Farket. Maybe the Sefer Torah is the Yetzim and Aklal. Maybe Megillah Esther is the same as the Nevi'im Ksuvim, that Ruba Kukula, Nichta Ruba is considered, Ruba Kukula is good. Maybe Sefer Torah is different, perhaps based on the Pasuk, Vayikach Halas Moshe Lichtav is called Dibra Terazos Ad Tumam, when Moshe Rabbeinu says in Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing the entire text of the Sefer Torah from the beginning to the end, then it says, Vayitnu Ala Kohanim Menei Levim, he gave it to the Levim, that they should put it in Satam also, the Santam Otsa Besara Ram Bris Hashem, they should put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, either inside the Aron HaBris or on the shelf outside the Aron HaBris, or Shailam Bava Basa, exactly where it was placed. So maybe that's a special din only in Sefer Torah, because it says Atumam. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik wasn't sure about this. Then we saw there's a Tshuvas HaRitvoa where the Ritva writes both Lashonos, so you don't know whether you're coming or going. He discusses exactly this issue. He says in one sentence both possibilities. He says because Megillah is different because it's Nikris Igeris, and then he says in the Sefer Torah is different because you need the Sefer Torah is different. So in one sentence he writes both possibilities. So you don't know what's Taka the Din. Sometimes the Baal Kor breaks his teeth in order to lay the Haftarah from a klaf. If you would tell him that the klaf is fossil, so he wouldn't gain anything by laying it from the klaf, so he'd be happier to lay from a printed Tanakh. So the shaila is, sometimes the klaf is fossil. What do you do? Sometimes you have a couple of letters, a couple of words that are rubbed out. But Rubai is Biksav. So is the halacha of Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Taka the same as Megillah Esther? That Rubai Biksav is kosher? So you do gain by laying from the klaf. It's Rubai Biksav, so you're laying Mitarach HaKsav. Or should I say no? That Ad Rubai, if it's kosher, Ad Rubai is kosher, maybe that's only a din of Megillah Esther. And the Nevi'im and Ksuvim has the same status as the Sefer Torah. So it's even missing one oisachas, maybe the whole klaf is puzzled. So you gain nothing by breaking your teeth, by memorizing the whole Kriya Saftera. May as well learn it from a printed Tanakh. Well, you have to memorize it and learn it from the written one, if it's puzzled anyway. Yeah, so again, so this is a shaila. Why does Rashi learns in Tola, the Gaga shall Taga shall Dalet Vasoi Reish? I bet it's only oisachas. So he says, no. Higia Isachas, like Kosova Isachas, for Shlima the Sefer. The Gemara said before that Yechayv, and the reason why Yechayv is because also Lahashe Sefer Shele Mugi. Why didn't he just say? Why didn't he just say that you're Machshe the Sefer? Unless he means that you're not Machshe the Sefer. Unless he means that the Sefer was kosher without the Isachas. That's the way it says in the Gemara in Gittin, even when he gets the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah Shechasi Yeriya Achas. Sula. Anything less than a year, it sounds like it's kosher. The Ritva, another tshuva, I think it's the third tshuva in the Ritva. The Ritva, another tshuva, writes that this is a machlokes. The Balei Atzeres took the Gemara at face value. Only say if there is chas yiriyach, it's less than a year, is kosher. And the Rambam quoted from the Gaonim and Udin that chaser isachas is possible. And then the Rambam has even yiter isachas, if you have an extra letter, is also possible because yesi cannot hold on it. That the first place, that's the Goinim and the Rambam. That doesn't really say anything more. So it could be that the reason why Rashi had to introduce also Lahasha Sefer Shein Muga, why don't he just say Poshim Shat? You're endowing the Sefer with Kedusha Sefer Ter. And maybe he holds that it had the Kedusha all along, because all of the Sefer HaTanach have the same status as the Megillah Sefer. They're all Koshim. Anyway, so getting back again. So the Gemara said that sometimes you have to be Koshim Shtei Oisias, and sometimes there's an exception to the rule, not only according to Reb Lozer, Achas al Ha'orig is Chayiv, or Isachas al Aksav is Chayiv. We don't pass them like Reb Lozer. But because of Isachas Hishlim al Sefer, even the Chachamim agree that it would be Chayiv. So Rashi, instead of saying the Pashup Shat, Hishlim al Sefer, you endow it with Kedusha Sefer, you accomplish something, he didn't say like that. He says because it's also Lahasha Sefer Shainu Mugur. Sounds from Rashi that it would have been good with that. So again, if he does ksiva soisachas v'shlima the sefer chayiv, here he didn't even do ksiva. Netola the taga shal dalet vasoi reish. And Netolai, and Rashi says, and this, and you needed a reish, and it's in a sefer. So if this would be chok toichos, l'charit should be possible. Unless you say that Rashi holds. Unless Rashi holds Enachanami, Chok Toiches is possible, so it's considered as if it's not there. But a Sefer Torah Shechaser Isachas is kosher. Only Chaser Yiriachas is possible. So Ruba Kukula, Rove of the Sefer Torah was Nichtav Chok Toiches. A Miut, only one letter was Nichtav Chok Yirechos. So maybe Rashi holds that that's kosher. And the only halacha is that it's also Lahasha Sefer Shein Muga. You're not permitted to leave a Sefer Shein Muga around the house because of the prohibition. So as long as if you get a goy to correct the dalet and make it into a reish, it'll also be good. If the nochri is going to write, it's going to be possible. The Gemara says that nochri is not a bar kshira. Only one is mechuyev in tefillin is kosher to write sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah, because in the kriya shema the two psukim are one next to the other. Kshat melos al yadecha, oksaftem al mezuzahs beisech v'sharach. So the Gemara gitten. So the Gemara says whoever is a bar kshira is kosher to be a bar ksiva. Whoever is not a bar kshira is not kosher to be a bar ksiv, even a woman who has kedushas yisrael, but she's not mechuyev in tefillin or a katan before bar mitzvah, is the same as Anochri with respect to this one particular din that you cannot write a sefter. So it could be that, let's say, the sefter is only missing one letter, and you'll have Anochri write the letter. Maybe there's no problem. Maybe Nichta Ruba Behechshev is good Ruba Kukuloi. The only problem is Al Tashkum Alecha Avlo. So it's not an Avlo. As long as there are no mistakes, everything is good. Even though the letter that was corrected by Anochri, that was correct Al Yedei Chag Teches, maybe that's not a problem. But this is the issue that the Rishonim raised over here. So the Ran says, to be mechuyev on Shabbos mitam kosev, you don't have to have chok yereches. Chok teiches, even though hilchas ksiva is not called a maisik ksiva, but by Shabbos you don't need a maisik ksiva. As long as the end result was you brought a bad ksav, so meleches nach Shabbos also Torah. You were gurim that a ksav should appear, so for purposes of melacha that's chai. I said, what's the, according to the Ran, how's the Ran going to learn? He took a dalet and he converted it into a resh, but that's only oisacha. So Rashi says, because oisacha is vishlima le-sefer. So he's learned that it's Aristotle. The Ran holds that it's Aristotle or it's chof dalet svar. Does the Ran quote that Rashi? Usually the Ran quotes all the Rashis. What does the Ran say on kosav oisacha is vishlima le-sefer? Probably going to quote Rashi. Doesn't say anything, doesn't quote it. The Ran doesn't say on Kosov Asachas Vishlima Lesefe, it doesn't quote the whole thing. I don't know. The Ran says that Chok Teches doesn't bother him in Hilchas Shabbos. But Rashi learns that this the Dalit converted into a Reish is the Mashlim, the Sefer from the Chok Dalit Svarim. Should have said it way earlier. But the Gaga Shochas could be that he's not. No. The Ches he converts into two Zions, so that's Kaisim Shteyosis. Kaisim Shteyosis is Chayiv, even if it's not in the context of Chav Dalet Svarim. But if you correct the Dalet, make it into a Resh, it's only Oisachas. The Rashi is bothered. How Kaisim Oisachas is not Chayiv? He says, no, he said before, Hishlima Lesefer. Hishlima Lesefer. So now he explains what is the concept of Hishlima Lesefer, because Al Tashkum Alech Avla. You can ask, you should have said it before when he writes the Hishlima Lesefer. Oh. Should have said a few lines before. I don't know. Should have really, it really belongs before. I don't know.
If Roshan is a field of Kaisai, does it make a difference if it's called Kaisai?
The Eglei Tal discusses this machloik, or the Avnei Zeh, I forgot either one sefer or the other, he discusses this machloik as the Ran and the Rashba. So he raises the possibility, maybe the Rashba holds that it's that Chok Teuchois is not called Ksiva because it's Gram Ksiva, it's a Gromo. By doing a different Pu'ula, I cause the Ksav to remain. And Gram Maloche is only is Mutam in Atoiru. The Gemara says later on Kuf Chof HaMebeis that Gram Kibui is not an Issa Deraisa. And the Pashtus is perhaps that it goes on all Malachas. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sofik from the Shilti Gidborim. And the Gemara says Gram Kibui is Mutam and Ater. Is it only on Gram Kibui? Or does it apply to all Malachas? Or perhaps we should say it applies to some Malachas and not to other Malachas. He's not sure. But the Pashtus, we assume it applies to many Malachas. So the Eglei Tal raises the possibility that maybe that's the pshat in the Rashba Shita. How did the Rashba know that Chok Teuches would be potter on Shabbos? He says maybe he understood that the reason why Chok Teuches is possible by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, and possible by the Get is because it's not called Ksiva, it's called Gram Ksiva. So if it's a Groma, then a Gram Aloch is not an Issa Deraisa. So that's what the Rashba is machriach, that by erasing the Gaga Sholches and you make two Zayin, and that's called Ksiva. How in the world is that Ksiva? Why is that? Why? What's the svar of the Rashba? How can he say that this is not chok teiches? Why isn't it 100% chok teiches? What's taka pshat in the Rashba? Isn't the run right? Of course it's chok teiches. Unless the Rashba means that I made a ches originally. I came over on Shabbos and did a ches. Someone else made a ches a year ago, and I just erased the hump and I make two zines. That's not chok teiches. Unless what it means is that I made a ches, and then I realize I don't need a ches, I need two zions. So then I erase the hump on top. So if you put together what I did before and what I did later, so it comes out that I wrote the two zions. But if the ches was written from before, or you say if I made a dalet, if I made a dalet, and then I realize I don't need a dalet, I want a resh, and then I erase the tag on the upper right hand side in the corner and I convert the dalet into a resh, so then it comes out I made a resh because I did from the beginning to the end, and part of it I did wrong, so I touch up my ksiva and I made it into a resh. So it's, I did the whole thing from the beginning to the end, but the Rashba doesn't say that. That's the question. The Rashba doesn't say that. Maybe that's what he means, that I made a ches, doesn't explain it. He doesn't explain it at all. Could be that that's what it means, that he wrote, he made a ches, and then he realizes he doesn't want a ches, he wants two zions. So then, so he did from the beginning to the end, and whatever he messed up in the middle, so he corrects it. Maybe that's the pshat. Did I see that in the Chazon Yecheskel? It's not my original idea. Could be I saw it here. Wait a minute. I don't know. The way the Rashba said, just the plain Rashba, really doesn't make any sense. So it's a double, you have a double machlokes, the Rashba and the Ran. The Ran holds that Chok Teiches on Shabbos is Chayiv, and the Rashba holds Potter. He holds that Chok Teiches a Din Ksiv and call it Tarkud. Maybe he holds that it's Grama. And Grama Locha is not a Melocha Derais. And then the second machlokes is whether this is called chok teiches. So the Rashba holds it's not chok teiches. How can it possibly not be chok teiches? Unless he did from the beginning to the end, and he made a poor job, and then he corrects in the middle. So that's not called chok teiches. The mitzarpti asiyah from before, but the asiyah from later, and that's all one big asiyah. And the Ram holds no, that since the way you did it originally, it's not a noise. So this is chok teiches. Can't be mitzarpti what he did before with what he did later. Because since in the middle he did a pula to be mekalkal tzuras ha'ayis, so that ruins it, and then when he fixes it later, that'll be a violation of chok teiches. That's a double machlek, is the Ran and the Rashba. Yeah, what does the Mishnah have further? Kasa b'mashkin, the mei peiris. That's ksav she'enu miskayem. Ksav she'enu shel kayama is not called ksav and kol ha'teru kula. The Mishnah in Gittin says not called ksiva. By it's not just the din malach is machsheves has ter unique ksav shel kayama. Kol ha'os malocha b'shabes and malachim miskayem. It's not just the din in hilchos shabes. It's the din in ksiva and kol ha'teru kula. That if it's she'enu shel kayama, it's not called ksiva. We mentioned the Magid Mishnah. The Prima Gaon points out that Magid Mishnah has to say that it's different. Ksav she'eino shel kayama by Shabbos, ksav she'eino shel kayama by get, are going to be two different things. He mentioned the Mishnah in Gittin writes that the get doesn't have to be written on parchment. If it's written on aleph shel zayis, on a leaf of an olive tree, is also good. Paper, a leaf of an olive tree is basically paper, grows on a wooden tree. So the Tosfos comments on that Mishnah in Gittin and the Chofs, Rachav Beis Nasa, al aleph shel zayis, the Tosfos quotes a Tosefta, that if you wrote the get with perfectly wonderful ink, or you carved it out, let's say, you engraved the get on the aleph shel zayis, but the aleph shel zayis is going to wither away in a couple of days. So that's called Ksav Sheino Shel Kayam. It's called Eino Shel Kayam either if the ink is not going to be of a lasting nature, or the background on which you're writing the ink is not going to be of a lasting nature. So the Rambam didn't quote that Tosefta. So the Magen Mishneh poses the question, how come Rambam left out the Tosefta? So he says, the Rambam only quotes things that are in the Talmud Bavli. He doesn't quote any outside source. So that's humorous. The Rambam is the one who quotes more outside sources than anybody else. We don't know how to Yom Hazel, all the sources of the Rambam. The Rambam hardly writes, whenever it's an original thing, he writes Yeroyli. 99 times, I think, the Rambam writes Yeroyli. And everything else, he's quoting everybody else. He's quoting Tosefta's and the Yerushalmi's and Mechiltas and all kinds of Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchum, everything under the sun. But that's what the Magen Mishneh writes. He says the Rambam didn't quote it because it's a Tosefta and the Bavli doesn't have it, so the Rambam thinks that the din is not true. The Rambam would probably disagree with Tosefta. That's how the Magen Mishneh said. But if you, so the Prima Gaon points out, but if you look in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes, Ksav Sheino Shel Kayam is Potter, whether it's Eino Shel Kayam because the ink you used is not of a lasting nature, or the background that you wrote, but the ink on the background is going to wither, it's going to shrivel up in a few days. So the Rambam writes the Feresh like that. According to the Magen Mishneh, isn't there a discrepancy between Hilchos Gittin and Hilchos Shabbos? So the Prima Gaon says, you'll have to say that Hilchos Shabbos, we are more mekel because Malachas Nach Shabbos Asutar. So true, there is a requirement for Ksav Shel Kayama in Get and in Shabbos, but the requirement for Shabbos is more than in Kol HaTerkula. The same as by Kesher, we said. Kesher, Sheino Shel Kayama, is not called a Kesher in Kol HaTerkula. We need a Kesher in Kol HaTerkula, a Kesher Shel Tfilin. The Gemara says in the last Perek in Erev, Kesher Shel Tfilin has to be a Kesher Shel Kayama. So Aniva is a machloikis satanoim later, Rav Yudin Rabban, Perek HaKosher, one of the 24 problem coming up later, Eluk Shor, Perek Eluk Shor, machloikis Rav Yudin Rabban, whether Aniva is called the Kesher Shel Kayama or not. So the Gemara says, if you all like Rav Yudin, that it's a Kesher Shel Kayama for Shabbos, then it's kosher for Tfilin. If you all, it's not a Kesher Shel Kayama for Shabbos, then it's not kosher for Tfilin. So Mechir, it means that there's an equation between Shabbos and Tfilin, but on the other hand, we assume that it's not so. We assume that for Shabbos, you're not Chai Mishum Kosher, to make a kosher and you plan to untie it on the same day. It's a chumrah, the Shilta Gibarim says, it's a minig that you don't make a kosher al-gabi kosher, you don't make a double knot, even if you plan to untie it the same day. But that's only a chumrah mitam minig. That there are more quotes from the Hagos Alfasi. Hagos Alfasi is a nickname for the Shilta Gibarim. It's Hagos on the side of the rift that already were available in the days of the Ramah. Shilta Gibarim is already available before the days of the Ramah. So that's a minig, a chumrah mitam minig. But Yikar Adin, kosher on Shabbos is only if you plan to leave it there indefinitely for the half a year, for a very long period of time. And what about kosher by tefillin? You mean if a person ties a kesher shel tefillin and he plans to untie it the same day after he finishes davening Shabbos, it's going to be possible. So the Avnei Nezer has like that in the Tshuva. He says, Taka no good. And the Ragat Shavar is masking me, thinks Avnei Nezer is right. And others held that it's not correct at all. Others held that it's a wild chumrah because that requirement is only in Hilchos Shabbos. That's a din. You have to have leches nach sheves requires it should be more shel kayama than in kol atarku. Kol atarku, you say kesher sheinu shel kayama doesn't count. Only goes on the tzuras hakesher. As long as the tzuras hakesher shel kayama, that's enough to be called kesher shel kayama. And in Shabbos, you need more. That it should actually be. You plan to leave it indefinitely. So it could be that the Magen Mishneh is right. The Pashto says that he's not right, but it could be that the Magen Mishneh is right, that the Rambam really does distinguish between Ksav Shel Kayama by Shabbos and Ksav Shel Kayama by Get. The by Get, he's only worried about the ink. He's not worried about the paper, the background that you're writing on. By Shabbos, he says explicitly, whether it's Eino Shel Kayama because of the ink or because of the background, you'll be potter in either case. Anyway, this is the Mishnah. If you write Eino Shel Kayama, you're not chai. What does it mean the person wrote Ba'avak? Ba'avak derochim. How do you write Ba'avak derochim? So Rashi has two pshatim. So one pshat is that there's dust on the street, dust on the window, and then he writes, he signs his name, or he writes some words in the dust. Now, how long is it going to last? One day they're going to come, and sometimes they leave it forever like that. But someone's going to come and wash off the window, so they're going to clean it off. So it's not going to be Shel Kayama. That's one pshat in Rashi. He writes by making it clear into the avak derochim. There's avak all over the place, and he clears the avak in a certain location. And the other pshat in Rashi is no. He uses avak derochim as the ink. He takes avak derochim and he mixes it with a little bit of water, and he writes on a piece of paper with the Avak Derochim. So that's called the Ksav Sheinu Shel Kayom. In either event, it's not Chayim. Rashi writes, Avak Derochim, Rashi on the Mishnah writes, 10 lines from the top. Avak Derochim Betit. That's the ink that he uses is made from Avak Derochim. Loshen Acher, another pshat, Avak Derochim means Be'etz Boi Sarat. Kimo Osyaz Ba'ofar Noguv. He cleared on a dirty window, on a dirty surface, but full of dust. So he wrote something in the dust, so that's Ksav Sheinu Shel Kayom, which is awesome in the Rabbanon. Which is awesome in the Rabbanon, but it's not awesome in Atar. The Ramot just writes, it's only one kind of Ksav that's mutar even in the Rabbanon, when a person writes in the air. Geniuses, sometimes they're writing. They're figuring out formula, signing their name, signing $1 million checks, like this. The Ramot says that's mutar. That's less than Ksav Sheinu Shel Kayom. But he says the Ramo gives this second shot in Rashi. If you have a dust on the table and you write something in the dust, so that's Ksav Sheinu Shel Kayom, which is also Midi Rabbanan.
Nobody's going to erase it after it lasts forever. It's like writing on paper. Somebody erases
the pencil on paper. Yeah, Mistama, the dirt is oimed to be erased. Or the dirt is oimed. More dirt is going to come. It's oimed lekach. It all depends what it's oimed for. Let's say if you open up an umbrella, so that's called oil arroy. Why is it oil arroy? If you open an umbrella, it's not going to close by itself. It can stay forever like that. The answer is, but by its very nature, an umbrella is called shel arroy.
Right.
So, it theoretically, like the umbrella could last forever, but the windows usually are right meant to be washed. And if they're not meant to be washed, then some of that more dust is going to come fill in the empty spaces. So another week, it'll disappear. Because of the additional dust. That's a question of definition of Shel Kayom. So we say it doesn't really depend whether how long it's going to last. It depends whether the nature of the thing is of the lasting nature or not. What if the person writes Kalach HaYad? So Kalach HaYad is a din in all the melachos. Kalach HaYadai, Rashi says, he puts the pen in his, instead of writing like this, puts the pen like this and he's writing upside down. That's Kalach HaYadai. So that's only the Rabbanan. Or Rashi writes Biragloi. He puts the pen in between his toes and he writes with his foot. Koise Biragloi. Or Befiv puts the pen in his mouth. Or Bamarpeko puts the pen in his elbow. And he's writing like this. So Ksav in an Oifa Mishune Koise Bismolo. That was the first line. So the Mishnah said Koise Ben Bimin and Ben Bismolo. Chagmar says only B'sholet B'shtayodov. It's not Sholet B'shtayodov. So if a kosher b'smola is not going to be chay. This takashah, what if a person writes a sefer Torah tefillin in the mezuzah b'smola, a person is a righty, and he writes a sefer Torah with the left hand, or he writes a get, the sefer writes a get with the left hand. Is that possible? Look, it's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Why should it be a din in ksivan kolat tarkula? Why should that be considered a chisar in ksivan kolat tarkula? But there's a whole literature on this in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Gittin, Simikuf Chof. They had the Bishmo quotes an abridged, it gives you a synopsis of what's going on in the Beis Yosef, that there is a machloikis, that some machrenim hold that if you write Kalach HaYad, it's not called Ksiv and Kolat Tarkul. It's not just the din in Hilchos Shabbos, because of a lack of Malach Smashevich Kalach HaYad. It's a din in Ksiv and Kolat Tarkul. What says, there's a medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu completed the writing of 12 Sefer Torah the day that he died, and he gave to each one of the Shvatim. The Chumash only says he gave Shevet Levi. And then he says, So what did he get so excited? What did Moshe Rabbeinu see on the day before he died that he had succeeded in teaching them Torah? So Rashi fills you in on the missing information. He quotes a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Sefer Torah to Shevet Levi, and all the other Shvatim were complaining, what about us? Well, they're the only ones going to have the Torah. We want to have the Torah. Today, it would probably happen the other way. Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to Shevet Levi and says, good, wonderful, let them keep the Torah, we don't want the Torah. But Bnei Yisrael complaining, so he said, Baruch Hashem, finally see that the teaching all the 40 years had an effect that the Salmidim HaMatzliach, they want, they feel it's not fair. So the Medrash says he finished 12 Sefer Torah and he gave each one of the Shvatim a Sefer Torah. So the Shevet Levi got the Sefer Torah, that's a Sefer Azorah, has a special status, special aloha. Rashi says you lay in hakel from the Sefer Azorah. Okay, special dinam regarding. The Rambam says you write the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, you copy it from the Sefer Azar, a special din in the Sefer Azar. And each one of the other Shvatim got their own Sefer Torah. So the Beis Yosef raises this kasha, how can it be? But the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. So if he died on Shabbos, how did he write Sefer Torah on Shabbos? He's not allowed to write on Shabbos unless he wrote with his left hand. So there was not yet an Issa de Rabbanon, and the Issa de Rabbanon Kosev the Smaller wasn't instituted yet, and it's kosher for the Sefer Torah. So then the question is that really, is that answer correct or not? Is that answer correct? Maybe just like HaKosev Bismolo is Kalachayad for Shabbos purposes, then maybe it's Kalachayad for a Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah. Maybe it's no good for a Get either. You can say Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah is a psul, but Get is also a posul. So some Achronim even pass by a Get. Some Achronim even want to pass by a Get. Yeah. So there's a whole machlekes whether this is true. So in the beginning of Hilchos Gittin, Simi Kuf Chof, and Eben Ezra, the Beishmol quotes a machlekes Achronim about that. Some even want to pass over if the Sefer is a lefty and he writes with his left hand. So if he's a lefty, he writes with the left hand on Shabbos Yuachai. So how can you say that it's the whole story of Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah Get is borrowed from Hilchos Shabbos? But in Hilchos Shabbos Gufa, a curse of the small, if he's a lefty and he writes with his left hand, it is called Ksiva. So how can you say a left handed Sefer shouldn't write Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah? What's wrong? That's very difficult. That really, Mamash, doesn't make any sense. But there is such an opinion that a left-handed person shouldn't write Sefer Torah from the Mezuzah, shouldn't write again. That's a shverabot. Yeah, what does it mean? Akaisa biragla, he puts the pen in between the toes. He puts the pen in between the toes, and he writes. Chacham Avad Yosef has a tshuva, but it's very difficult. He talks about a person has a brand new pair of shoes, and it has on the bottom of the shoe some kind of a symbol. So when he walks in the sand, so he's making the imprint. It's a psigration de la nichalei. He's not really interested. He's interested in walking from here to there. This is the shiur that he gives whenever he's not prepared. He asks him to give a shiur, he'll give you this shiur. I think he gave it here in Yeshiva more than twice, if I'm not mistaken. A few years he gave the same shiur. So it's a shiloh ksiva, because if you make any design, it's ksiva. And it's a psikreshid la nichalei, fine. So then he writes, but it's kaisid biragloi. Is that exactly kaisid biragloi? Kaisid biragloi is kalacha yad, means if he puts a pen in between his toes. But what if he's walking? That's the normal way is to walk, and you have a design on the bottom of your heels, and when you walk in the sand, when you walk, it's probably Enishol Kayama. How long is the sand going to stay like that? It's not going to last too long. So Enishol Kayama is the Rabbanon, Kalachiyad is the Rabbanon, and Psikreshul Lenichle is Ein Svicha Legufo. So it's a triple the Rabbanon. That's his psak. It's a triple the Rabbanon. So then the Mishnah Berurah is made up by Psikreshul Lenichle, and it's anyway double the Rabbanon. So it's a Lenichle makes it Ein Svicha Legufo. Triple the Rabbanon. So then the Mishnah Berurah says for sure that it's mutar. Okay, so the question is this really correct? Is that included in Kaisa Beragloi? Because he's walking. How else, if one would want to imprint such a design in the sand, how would you make such a design? You would take a shoe and you would push it in. So what's the difference whether you take the shoe and you push it in with your hand, or you put the shoe on and you push it in with your foot? That's a question. Is that called Kosev Biragla? Is that called Kalahaya? Or he has another tshuva where he discusses you have a video system where whoever comes in front of the door, you can see his face on the TV screen. So that's a shaylov ksiva. If I stand in front of a mirror and my image is reflected in the mirror and I walk away and I go like this and I make funny faces, that's not called ksiva. That's just a reflection. But if I stand over here, my face appears over there. So that's an issue of ksiva already. That's not stama reflection. That's called ksiva. So when I walk up in front of the candid camera, and I know that I'm going to be, my image is going to appear on a different screen, so that's a shaylov ksiva. So he says, well, it's ksav shen shol kayama, it's not going to last, and psikreshul and nichle, whatever he works out. So part of his tshuva is that that's called kosev biragla. That's also kosev biragla. Because he walked up in front of the screen. That's normal. You walk up in front of the screen. Let's say I want them to see me. I say, it's me, let me in, it's me, I live here. So So I walk up in front of the screen and I want them to see this. You're going to say that that's Kaiser Barakla. How would be a more normal way to do it? That's the most normal way to appear on the screen, is to walk with your feet. Well, you should walk on your hands. You should walk on your hands and say, it's me. They won't be able to see. You have to walk on your feet. So that's a shaila. That's also called Kaiser Barakla.
Somebody had a problem with these cameras that have video, videos inside, video cassette. You had a problem with someone's volume to be a, there's no way you can walk away, even with the whole temple of Rabbi Yosef.
Why would that be Makabat Patish?
It's like the same thing. I assume it's the same thing, like to record your voice on a tape. So if you record something with a video camera,
I mean, whoever walks here, whoever walks in a certain location, he knows in advance that they're going to video him. Yeah. So that's what Rabbi Avadi Yosef talks about. Yeah.
I
mean, oh, you Taina, why do you call it Kosei? Why do you call it Kosei? I mean, if it's on a lasting video, if you can play it over later on. That could be that it's worse than Kosev. That could be that that's Makabat Patish. That's a good Taina. That's a good Taina. Okay. So this is entirely questionable, but that's called Kosev Baragla. The Pashto Pshat Kosev Baragla means he puts the pen in between his toes. Yeah. Kosev Aysach HaSamach L'Ksav is a Machloikis Reb Lezer Nechachamim. Achas Al Ha'arig. So we paskin Potter, so here is also Potter. Aysach HaSamach L'Ksav. Unless it's Kosev Aysach HaShlim Al Sefer. That's a different story. That the Gemara says Afilu L'Chacham de Rav Lezer is also Chayim. Then it says Kosav Al Gabi HaKsav is Potter. There's something written, and the person takes a pen and he writes everything on top of the ink that's already there. Kosav Al Gabi HaKsav. So the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Hatanoim. Why is it so posh that Kosav Al Gabi HaKsav, the Ksav Elyon, is not called Ksav? Maybe that's also Kaisi. In more quotes, there's a machlekes hatanoim d'tanya hareisha yitzoch lichtavas Hashem. Phil's writing a sefer Torah. The next word should really be yud kei vav kei, but he made two mistakes. He thought the next word should be Yehuda, not yud kei vav kei, and then he made a mistake in writing Yehuda. He left out the dalet and he wrote yud kei vav kei, but he wasn't mechaven to be mekadosh as Hashem. He didn't have kavana l'shem Hashem, so it's not kosher. It's not a kosher Hashem. Sometimes the name Yud Kei Vav Kei means Avodah Zarah. It appears in Pesel Nichon. In Sefer Shoftim, I think. Where's Pesel Nichon? Shoftim. So I think it says there. It's very rare usage. Elokim Le'yoloch Alehim Acher Malpana. That's Mamish Loshen Chol. So when the Sefer Bereshis Bor Elokim Es HaShemayim Es HaRetz, when he writes Elokim in the first Pasuk in Chumash Bereshis, he's supposed to have in mind the Shem Shal Kodesh. When he writes Le'yoloch Alehim Acher Malpana, he's supposed to have in mind Loshen Avodah Zarah. Each time you write the Shem Hashem, you have to have in mind Aleph, Dal, and Nun, Yud. Sometimes it's Kodesh, sometimes it's Chol. All the Shemes of Hashem. Even Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Rambam pointed out in Mor Nevuchim, even Yud Kei Vav Kei in the context of Pesel Nicho is Loshen Chol. So if you didn't have Kavana to be Mekadoshet, so it's not considered a Shem Hashem, even though it turns out that it says Yud Kei Vav Kei over there. It's not going to be kosher. So what if he had it right, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and he made a double mistake. He thought that the next word is Yehuda. And then he made a mistake in writing, he left out the dalet, so now he has Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's not kosher. Does he have to erase it? You're permitted to erase it, because it doesn't have a Kedushas Hashem. It wasn't Nichtal L'Shem Hashem, so there's no Issa Mechike here. So does he have to erase it and rewrite the whole Yud Kei Vav Kei all over again? Or do you say it's sufficient if he writes Ksav Al Gabi HaKsav? Let him write a Ksav Elyon, the Shmo, so that will be good enough. So it's a Machlokes Hatanai. So the Gemara assumes, Lachor, the Machlokes is whether Ksav Agabi Ksav has the Shem Ksav. Yehuda says, take some ink, dip the pen in the ink, and rewrite Yud Kei Vav Kei on top of the letters that already are there on the parchment, and write it the second time, the Shema, and it will be good. That Ksav Agabi Ksav is not acceptable. So the Gemara seems to assume that that is the Pasha Pshat in the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Ksav Agabi Ksav has a din of Ksav or not. So the Gemara says the Mishnah that says Ksav Agabi Ksav, Kosav Agabi Ksav is Potter, that is not Ksav, that goes like the Chachamim, that the Ksav Elyon does not have a din of Ksav, since he's just writing over the letters that are there already. So it's already a ksav from before, so what he did is not called a ksav. That's the Pasha Pshat. So here Taisvis has a kasha. The Yim Taimar, Diba Maschal Amar Avchizda, this is a famous Taisvis, it's in Gittin also. The Yim Taimar effect Taisvis, if you look in Gittin Dav Chav, the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. What if a guest was written Shalom Lishma? One couple was holding by getting divorced, the husband wrote a guest for his wife, then they changed their mind, they went to marriage counseling, and they patched up their marriage. And then a different couple has the exact same name, husband's name, wife's name, same city, everything the same. He wants to divorce his wife with the get that was written by the first one. So the Mishnah says in Gittin, it's no good. That's a lack of lishma. So let's say the second husband will take that get, take a pen and dip it into the ink, and rewrite everything in the get, lishma, on top of the letters. He'll write a ksav elyon on top of the ksav tachton. So Rav Chizda says in Gittin, get shiksav shalo lishma evera b'kumis lishma. And he takes a pen and he rewrites all the letters on top of the existing ink. He writes it lishma. So Rav Chizda says that is exactly the machlok. Totally in the machlok zabir and the rabbon. But in the machlok zabir rabbonon, that what according to Rabbi Yudik, ksav elyon can make it lishma. Ksav elyon is ksav, and according to the chachamim, ksav elyon is not ksav. The dochi Rav Acha by Yankim, and he is matre the talius of Rav Chizda, and he says he thinks that it's not correct. Vilma loyhi at kan lekam rabbonos malgabi sefer Torah mishum dechziv zakeilu yanveu. It's not a pretty sefer Torah. And if it's zekel ma'aveh, it means that you should always make Sifrei Torah beautiful. What if you make it not so beautiful, it's going to be kosher anyway? What if you made a sloppy mess? Then it could be the Chachamim say, poslim, the lashon they use, ein Hashem min amufchor. The Chachamim omrim, ein Hashem min amufchor, you can read two ways. You can say, the Shem doesn't have Kedushas Hashem, because it was written, Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Shem Yehuda. And Ksav Elyon is not Ksav. Ein Hashem min amufchor. The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei does not have Kedush Hashem, period. So that's how Rav Chizda understood it. And Rav Acha bar Breda Rav Yankif understood it differently. No, it's a sloppy mess. It has Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then he rewrote Oisius on top of the old Oisius. So that's a chisorin of Zekele V'Anveu. So sometimes Zekele M'Aveh passes with the Yeved, even the Yehuve. Sometimes it's only lechatchila. Depends how sloppy it looks. In this case, the Chachamim say in Hashem in Amucha. But the way Rav Acha Breid Rav Yankif says, it's only a psul by a sefer Torah where it's a mitzvah, and lechatchila should be done biyofi behida mitzvah. And if you make it very sloppy, then it's even possible b'diavad. But to say that a get will be possible because of a lack of zekel v'anveil, there's a din of hida mitzvah. You should write. You should have a golden border on the get. It should be very mehuda, the most expensive piece of parchment. No, it's not a mitzvah. It's not like shaking a lulav. When a couple gets divorced, a tragedy. There's no mitzvah to make. It's not a chefzah shal mitzvah to get. You don't have to beautify it. So Tosfos asks, so according to Rav Acha Breid Rav Yankif, it comes out that both Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanon hold that ksav elyon habiksav. They both hold that it's good. If the get was written shalom lishma, you're going to be ma'abit kumus lishma. Not only will the Rebbe Yudah say it's good, even the Rabbanon will say it's good by get. They only say it's no good by the Sefer Torah because chisorin of zakeh v'anveh. It's a very great lack of hidamitz. But by get, it will be good. So it comes out that both hold, Rebbe Yudah and the Rabbanon, they both hold the coin to Rav Acha and Rav Yankif. They both hold ksav elyon habiksav. So it's against our Mishnah. How can Rav Acha and Rav Yankif say that our Mishnah says kosav al gabi haksav is putter? Because ksav elyon is not called ksav. So how can Rav Acha and Rav Yankif say that that it is good? Hey, masnas nachi keman asya. The Mishnah is the loy keman. Mishnah is against Allah. So Taisus explains the whole Gemara what's going on. Taisus and Gittin says the same thing as well. No, everybody agrees that ksav agabi ksav is never called ksav unless the lower ksav was in. The Gemara says there in Gittin, unless the lower ksav was in red ink and the upper ksav is in black ink, and the Gemara assumes that black ink is better than red ink for some reason or another. Sikra is red ink and dyo is black ink. So if you have sikra agabi dyo, everybody agrees that's not called ksav. If you have dyo agabi sikra, so that the Gemara says that is called ksav, because if you have dyo agabi dyo, sikra agabi sikra, that's not called ksav. But if you have dyo agabi sikra, black ink on top of red ink, you're writing exactly over the same letters, so then you're improving the ksav. The upper ksav is superior to the lower ksav, so then ksav elyon havi ksav. Here's a machlokes zapur in the Rabbanon. What if it's dyo agabi dyo, or sikra agabi sikra, but the lower ksav was shalo lishma, and the upper ksav is lishma? So Rav Yehuda says that in such a case, that's also called an improvement on the original ksav. It's not an improvement in mitzias. Improvement in mitzias would be if it's diog abi sikri. Here it's improvement in halacha. Halachically, the ksav elyon is an improvement. Why? Because the upper ksav is lishmo, the lower ksav is alo lishmo. So that's what Taisa Yishloimer. Dafke beget shei kasev shlo lishmo. Then you held ksav elyon habi ksav. Shach misakin yosem and arishin shaseir lishmo. But if the ksav elyon ksav tachton, they're both red or they're both black, the same color, there's no improvement in mitzvahs, there's no improvement in lishmos either. So everybody's masking that ksav agabi ksav is nishkin ksav. The only time there's what to discuss is if the ksav elyon is mesaken yosem in arishin. So if it's a tikkun in mitzvahs, then the Gemara Gittin says everybody's masking the agabi sikro, everyone agrees that the tikkun in mitzvahs is called ksav elyon habi ksav. It's a tikkun in lishmo. So Rav Chisda held that was the machlok sabir in the Rabbanon. Rav Rach made the Rav Yankov says not true, that they will both hold that is a tikkun. Even the Rabbanon will hold that it is a tikkun. Just by sefer Torah, it's not good because zekeli yanve en hashem en amufcha. It's not pretty. And over here, zekeli yanve apostles even b'diyevet. You know, there's the first Rashi in Perek Lulav Agozul. The Mishnah says Lulav Agozul is no good. Then it says Lulav Yovish is no good. The Rashi says Lulav Yavish is no good because we require Zekelim Anveil. The Taisis attacks Rashi. Zekelim Anveil is just a din l'chatchila. It doesn't pasul b'di'evet. Because the Gemara says on Daf Yud Aleph in Sukkah that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Lulav Tzarech Eged. If you didn't tie up the Lulav with the Hadassim and the Arabis, you picked everything up at the same time, but it's not tied together. You're not Yotzei in the Mitzvah. And the Chachamim hold that it's not so. That the Eged, Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, the Eged of the lulav, the hadas maravis is not liikuvah, but the Gemara says lachatchila even the chachamim agree that lulav tzarecheged because he says zekelim yanveil. So Tosha says you see an often the Gemara in Sukkah daf yud aleph that lachatchila zekelim yanveil is only lachatchila, never passes b'diyevet. So how can Rashi write over here that a lulav ayavish is possible b'diyevet? It passes liikuvah because being zekelim yanveil will echo. You see the ferish from the Gemara daf yud aleph zekelim yanveil doesn't pass. So the later, so the achrenim write in the back of the Gemara. And the Mishkan is Yankiv, other several acharyim write, it's not so pashut what Taisa says. Here you have this Gemara from Gittin Daf Chof that Taisa quotes over here that Zeken Rabbeel Pasels Likuva, Pasels Badiyah, but here, Vachachamim Marmim, Ein Hashem Minam Mufchor. So Rab Rach Bedi Rab Yankiv says, Ksav Elyon Havi Ksav, because it's Nisakin, the Lishmo. Ksav Tachtim, Vashalo Lishmo, Ksav Elyon Lishmo, it is Nisakin. A Tikkun in Aloch is the same as a Tikkun in Metzias. And the Bein L'Rabbon and Bein L'Rab Yudah should have been good. The reason why the Rabbon and Pasol by the Sefer Torah is because of a lack of Zekelim Anveil. It Pasol's B'di'evit. And by get, it wouldn't Pasol. So you see that sometimes Zekelim Anveil does Pasol even B'di'evit. Does Pasol even B'di'evit. So it's not so far-fetched what Rashi said. You got to figure out, when do you say that Zekelim Anveil is only Hatchila? When do you say that it's even Mi'ati B'di'evit? Because the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph and Sukkah says Zekelim Anveil is only Hatchila. L'Hatchila Lulav Tzarech Eged, but Likuvah doesn't Pasol. And here the Rav Rach Meir Rabbi Yankiv says that it even passes b'di'evet. So some Achrayim want to say that the difference is if it's Shem Hashem. He's talking about Shem Hashem. Haresh Atzoch Lichtavas Hashem Zek Keli V'Yanvehu on the Shem Hashem. It's Ma'akid b'di'evet. On the Lulav, on the Hadassim, on the Aravis, on all the other mitzvahs of Torah, not on the Shem Hashem. That's not Ma'akid b'di'evet. Yeah. If we say like that, then Tosfos is right. I'll be pashtas and taisis is right because over here you're talking about a lulav ayavish. You're talking about a lulav. You're not talking about shem Hashem. So maybe that's the way taisis understood that the gemara that says here, the gemara that they're quoting from Gittin Daf Chof, that zekelim aveir tassel sometimes b'di'evet. Maybe that's only by a shem Hashem. But others, so it's, that's not like Rashi. But perhaps Rashi holds it differently. That lulav tzarcheg, that's a hidur. You should always make mehudar. The Gemara says you should have a nice tala zekel and a pretty tefillin zekel, and the tefillin should be pretty, everything should be pretty. But let's say if you have an ugly looking tefillin zekel, you hold your tefillin in a paper bag, you wrap it up in a newspaper commentator. I hope the commentator has beautiful articles, these things. So if you wrap it up in a newspaper, you're going to say you're not yotze b'di'evet. How can you say you're not yotze b'di'evet? The tefillin are beautiful. What's wrong? So the tefillin zekel that zicha is not miyakeh b'di'evet. So you have to say it depends whether it's something intrinsic to the mitzvah or something minachutz, mibachutz. and it depends how bad it is. It is just that you could have made it even more beautiful. You could always make everything beautiful, more beautiful. Spend more money, make it prettier. So that, apparently that's where Rashi holds it. It's something, it's not external. Something intrinsic, a lulav ayovish, the lulav itself. The eged is something mibachutz. So you say eged is l'chatchila, looks prettier with an eged, but b'di'evid, you can't say that the lack of an eged is going to pass off. That's external. But over here, the lulav ayovish, the lulav itself, looks awful. The lulav looks awful, it's ugly. Not some that you could have gotten prettier. It looks awful. And it's intrinsic. The chefs itself is possible. So you could say that Rashi got it from this Gemara by the Ksav. Ein Hashem in Amuvchor. Rashi holds not because of Shem Hashem Zekele Me'adei. Shem Hashem is Mochom. Rashi holds in all mitzvahs it'll be like that. If it's really ugly, it looks awful, and it's intrinsic to the mitzvah itself, it's not external, so then Rashi holds that it passes even to the other. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow we didn't do... We got to do the top tesis, the bottom tesis is interesting. So we should probably finish the perek and we'll start the next gemara. Next gemara on our syllabus is Kufay Mebeis, no? Akarei Bachamasa. Okay.